أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم السلام عليكم dear mourners of Imam Hussein عليه السلام dear mourners of the family of Imam Hussein عليه السلام dear mourners of the companions of Imam Hussein عليه السلام dear sons and daughters of the Husseini revolution We are here commemorating the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in an 8-night SOQ Muharram special. Our theme, Imam Hussein's revolution. Let us go ahead and perfume this truly global gathering in the commemoration of Imam Hussein with the recitation of the Holy Quran with a loud and sincere sallu ala muhammad wa ali muhammad
allahumma salli ala muhammad wa ali muhammad a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العلي العظيم.
جزاك الله خير وعافية طيب الله أنفاسكم. Dear brothers and sisters, due to the current and, of course, unfortunate COVID situation, we have been compelled to go ahead with an online venue this year, for the first 8 days of the month of Muharram. And now you know that nothing can stop the memory and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Out of our 8-night special program for Muharram, 2 nights have already passed. So fast these honorable days and nights go past. May Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, accept it from all of us. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, today the world is a witness to the rule of kufr. It is a witness, the world is a witness to the rule of arrogant powers. The world is a witness to the rule of corruption. And the world is a witness to the rule of oppression. The message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the message for the salvation of the world. Now, dear brothers and sisters, we are going to listen to the recitation of Ziyarat-e-Ashura with a loud Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Assalamu alayka ya Ibn Rasulullah. السلام عليك يا خيرة الله وابن خيرته السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار يا أبا عبد الله لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت، ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها، ولعن الله أمة قتلتكم، ولعن الله الممهدين لهم بالتمكين من قتالكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم. يا أبا عبد الله، إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان، ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبه، ولعن الله ابن مرجانه، ولعن الله عمر ابن سعد، ولعن الله شمرا، ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتال. بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصامي بك، فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة. يا أبا عبد الله، إني أتغرب إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى أمير المؤمنين وإلى فاطمة وإلى الحسن وإليك بمضالاتك وبالبراءة ممن قاتلك ونسب لك الحرب، وبالبراءة ممن أسس أساس الظلم والجور عليكم، وأبرأ إلى الله وإلى رسوله ممن أسس أساس ذلك وبنى عليه بنيانه وجرى في ظلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشيائكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم، وتقرب إلى الله ثم إليكم بمضالاتكم ومضالات وليكم، وبالبراءة من أعدائكم والناصبين لكم الحرب، وبالبراءة من أشيائهم وأتباعهم. إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم وولي لمن والاكم وعدو لمن عاداكم. فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم ومعرفة أوليائكم ورزقني البراءة من أعدائكم أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة، وأن يثبتني عندكم قدم صدق في الدنيا والآخرة. وأسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله، وأن يرزقني طلب ثاري مع إمام هدى ظاهر ناطق بالحق منكم. وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عنده أن يعطيني بمصابي بكم أفضل ما يعطي مصابا بمصيبته، مصيبة ما أعظمها وأعظم رزيتها في الإسلام وفي جميع السماوات والأرض. اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد، ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إن هذا يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد، اللعين ابن اللعين على لسانك ولسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله، في كل موطن وموقف وقف فيه نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم لعن أبا سفيان ومعاوية ويزيد ابن معاوية عليهم منك اللعنة أبد العابدين. وهذا يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مرهاد بقتلهم الحسين صلوات الله عليه. اللهم فضاعف عليهم اللعن منك والعذاب الأليم. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك في هذا اليوم وفي موقفي هذا وأيام حياتي بالبراءة منهم واللعنة عليهم وبالمبالاة لنبيك وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم خص أنت أول ظالم باللعن مني وابدأ به أولا، ثم العن الثانية والثالثة والرابع. اللهم العن يزيد خامسا، والعن عبيد الله بن زياد وابن مرجان وعمر بن سعد وشمرا وآل أبي سفيان وآل زياد وآل مروان إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين لك على مصابهم، الحمد لله على عظيم رزيتي. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود، وثبتني قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام.
جزاك الله خير وعافية طيب الله أنفاسكم. Dear brothers and sisters, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, today the enemies of Islam, they propagate against Islam and they propagate against the teachings of Islam via hundreds of means. And against this hostile move made by the camp of Kufr and the camp of arrogance, it is the movement of Husseini understanding which can single-handedly resist, stand firm, and introduce the truth of Islam and the truth of the Quran to the entire world. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Dear brothers and sisters, we now invite our brother and our comrade, Sayyid Amir Bahbahani from the nation of Canada to address the believers for tonight's SOQ Muharram special with a loud Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bihi nasta'een. إنه خير ناصر ومعين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل على وعلى أهل بيته الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي واغفر ذنوبي كلها بحرمة محمد وآل محمد. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن للقتل الحسين عليه السلام حرارة في قلوب المؤمنين لا تبرد أبدا. صلوات اللهم صل على محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear مؤمنين المؤمنات. In this beautiful narration from our beloved Prophet صلوات الله وسلامه عليه, he addressed the مؤمنين and says that for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, there is a heat in the hearts of all مؤمنين and believers, and that heat will never be cold or extinguished. One of the main features of human, which makes him to be the most valued creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, is that he has a vast capacity of reaching higher level of perfection in spirituality. And at the same time, there is a possibility for him, by his own choice, to fall in the lowest state, even lower than animals. In order to understand what I just said, let's look at one of the very popular narrations that Allah Azza wa Jalla said to Prophet salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. Allah says, and this narration, my brothers and sisters, it's called the hadith of Qurbun Nawafil, which if we translate it in English, it means the closeness by, getting close by recommended action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ عَبْدٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَضْتُ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لِيَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّافِلَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there's nothing else that my servant could get close to me so fast that I like, accept recommended actions. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and says, Hatta hibbu, I will love him so much that فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ إِذَا سَمَعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ. I will love him so much that I will become the ears that he hears from. وَبَصَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبْصَرُ بِهِ I will become his eyes that he sees from. وَلِسَانَهُ الَّذِي يَنْتِقُ بِهِ I will become his mouth, his tongue that he's talking with. And continuing says, وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتِشُ بِهَا I will become his hands that he do stuff with, he act with. So by observing this beautiful nation, which we call Hadith al-Qudsi, which is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing to all human being, we understand that human being could get to such a high level of spirituality, purity, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become his eyes, will become his ears, will become his hands. So this is what human being could get to. And you're all familiar with this verse of Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَذَلْ meaning that human being could get to, could fall to a lowest state that he is even lower than animals. So you could see this vast difference, this vast playground that is in front of human being and capacity which is inside a human being that could get to such a higher level that could become a Khalifatullah, a representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, or become so low that is even lower than animals. But continuing analyzing this, we come to realize that this capacity is due to some features in his creation. One of the most important features of human that has been mentioned in Quran more than 100 times is qalb. Qalb, if you want to translate it in English, it is heart. However, in Quran, there is many attributes that have been referred to qalb, which indeed shows us that it is not referred to this physical heart in our body, which pump in the blood and makes circulating the blood in our through our veins. The heart in the language of Quran, apart being the name of a specific organ in the body, refers to a focal point and the main center of changes in the human psyche, spiritual and emotional state. That is the focal point and the center of human existence from which all changes and renewals of human existence originate. This is qalb, my brothers and sisters. Let's look at some of the verses in Quran which has referred to qalb. One of the verses in Quran which is referred to qalb is the verse number 37 of Surah Al-Qaf, which says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ قَلْبٌ So indeed, he says, indeed, in that is a reminder for whoever has a heart. So heart here is referred as a center of wisdom, a center of understanding. Or another verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 10, it says, وَإِذَا زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ Talking about when they come at you from above and from below, and the eyes shifted and hearts reach the truth. Talking about when they are departing from this world. And this qalb here is referred to as a soul, as a life. Another verse of Quran, which in this verse, Qalb is referred to as a station and central, as a center of emotion, which we have many ayah that is actually referring to Qalb as a center of emotion, is ayah verse number 12 of Surah Al-Anfal, which it says, سَأَلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will cast terror into the hearts of disbelievers. Don't be afraid of them. Strike at them. And another ayah, Surah Ra'd, verse number 28, which says, everybody knows this ayah, alhamdulillah, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَتْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Which is talking about a tranquility, an assurance that is happening within the qalb, within the heart of human being, by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other verses, qalb, it's been named as a with an adjective. That means the name, it's been referred as a sort of different heart that is within different human beings. We have qalb as-salim, which is healthy heart. For example, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَا مَنْ أَتَاءَ اللَّهِ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Meaning, in the day of judgment, no wealth, no children will help them, except those one that present themselves in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the qalb as-salim. Qalb, what is qalb as-salim? It's healthy heart. And we could see in other verses that we have also ill and diseased heart, which in Surah Baqarah, for example, verse number 10, when it says, "Fi قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا." In their heart, there is a disease, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that disease. We have other hearts that has been mentioned in Quran as a pious heart. وَمَنْ يُعْظَمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Saying that whoever honors the symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a sign of piety. So, my brothers and sisters, those ones that they are present every year in the majalis for Imam Hussein, and you, my brothers and sisters, that are watching this, for shedding tears, for mourning for this incident that happened to our beloved Imam, this is signs of taqwa, a piety in your heart. And you have a degree of pious heart. We have a guided heart. We have a guided heart which is mentioned in the verse number 11, Surah Taghabun. مَا أَصَابَ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَحْدِ قَلْبَهِ. So he says, no disaster strikes except by permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever believes in Allah, he will guide his heart. So it's a guided heart. On the other hand, we have sinful heart, qalbun asim. We have deviated heart in Quran, qalbun za'ir. We have blinded heart, inshallah we don't have those hearts. We have a heedless heart, qalbun ghafil. We have rapt heart, we have cold heart, we have humble heart, we have sealed heart. These are all different sort of heart that has been mentioned in Quran. And there's more and more. Inshallah, my brother and sister, will take time and go the next time that we are reciting Quran, where we should recite every day, inshallah, we will pay attention to this different heart, inshallah. But coming back to the narration of our Prophet, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, which I recited for you in the beginning of this session. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن لقتل الحسين عليه السلام حرارة في قلوب المؤمنين لا تبرد أبدا. So what is this qalb? What is this heart? What is this heat in the heart of mu'mineen from the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which never be cold, which never is extinguished? Now that we understood more what is qalb, which is the center of revolution within the spiritual state, mind, psychological state of human being, we could understand more that what it means having the heat for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. So what Prophet is referring to as a heat in the heart of mu'mineen, there's no doubt that this heat is against injustice, is against oppression that Imam Hussein alayhi salam went through. And this heat is in the heart of all believers and accumulating every time that they are remembering this incident that took place in the plain of Karbala. This heat in the heart is an emotional, a spiritual, a psychological state of mu'mineen that make the heart to experience an inqilab, which we call in English a revolution. And this revolution is against any injustice. It's against any oppression. It's against any inhuman morality and corruption, brutality that taking place in our time. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam gave us an example of how brutal oppressors can be to young children, to women, to young men that they didn't make any crime. So inshallah, we will talk about this heat and the heart that is the center of revolution within the human nature, inshallah, we'll talk more about it in the next session. But let's start shedding some tears for the incident of Karbala with the permission of our Hujjah, our Imam Sahib al-Zaman. السلام عليك يا بقية الله أجرك الله في مصيبة جدك الحسين. We send our salam, we send peace to Imam Hussein on behalf of Imam of Age, the same way that he sent salam to Imam in the Ziyaratul Nahiyah. السلام على المظلوم بلا ناصر. Peace be upon the oppressed one who was without a helper. السلام على من نكثت ذمته. Peace be upon the one whose pact was broken. My brothers and sisters, send your salam to Imam Hussein. Close your eyes and imagine yourself presence in the shrine of the holy shrine of Imam Hussein in Karbala. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifnaik. Alayka minni salamullah abada ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين يا صاحب الزمان Pray for us and give us permission to be among the cries and the real mournings of your grandfather Abu Abdullah and his family, especially your aunt Ruqayya. When she saw the head of his father, she said, "Oh, father, I don't know if I should talk about my cheeks or my ears, because they are both injured by the hand of man." Ya sahib al-zaman, I don't know where to begin. This little poor girl woke up in the middle of the night and started crying and saying that I want my father. She said to her aunt Bibi Zainab that I dreamed about my father. The head of Hussein was in the Yazid palace inside a golden bowl. Tahir ibn Abdullah Dimashqi, who was the keeper of Imam Hussein's head, says, "I was sitting down beside Yazid and he was sleeping. Suddenly I saw the head of Imam Hussein start moving and his eyes started to look around like he was searching for someone. And he turned to the wretch of Sham and said, 'Oh sister, calm down my daughter.' Yazid woke up by these noises and said, 'What is going on?' I said, 'Ya Amir, whatever it is happening in the wretch of Sham, because the head is talking towards there.' Right away, Yazid, la'natullah alayhi, commanded, 'Irfi'u ilayha ra'as abiha,' throw her father's head." My brother, sister, some narrations say that they brought the head of his father in the basket and put in front of her. But this phrase of Yazid shows that they throw the head in front of her. Ya sahib al-zaman. They said when she saw her father's head, she went and she caressed the head and she started talking with the head. What she said, "Ya abata, man zalladhi khadbaka bidama'ik." Oh dear father, who has dyed your face and beard with your blood? "Ya abata, man zalladhi qata'a waradaik." Oh dear father, who has severed the veins of your neck? "Ya abata, man zalladhi aytamani ala sighar sanni." Oh dear father, who has made me an orphan at this young age? "Ya abata, man ba'daka wa aghrabata." Oh dear father, the loneliness after you, what should I do? "Ya abata, laytani kuntu ladai كنت لك الفداء."
Oh dear Father, I wish I had been sacrificed for you. She was wailing and weeping until she could barely breathe. She planted kisses all over her father's head. She hid herself. She rested her head against her father's and wept. فَنَادَى رَأْسُهُ بِنْتَهُ إِلَيَّ إِلَيَّ هَلُّمِي فَأَنَا لَكَ بِالْإِنْتِزَارِ. The head was speaking to her and he was saying, come to me, oh my daughter, I'm waiting for you. She fainted and lay unconscious. When they tried to wake her, they realized that her soul had left her body. سَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْغَلَبًا يَنْغَلِبُونَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك العجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khair wa afia, tayyiballah anfasakum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our condolences which we put forth to Lady Fatima Zahra on the martyrdom of her son Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And we humbly end our program tonight with anoha. We leave you in the protection of Allah. Fi amanillah. And assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah al-Hussein.
حسین ابا عبدالله حسين ابو عبد الله حسين ابو عبد الله حسين ابو عبد الله آینه به آینه زهرا تو محمل رسیده قطره نجف به جانه کرب و بلا بزیده همه به دور شاهن مثل ماهن دلیران حرم همه مثل پروانه به فرمان یله صاحب علم گرم مناجا عمه سادات شاهد و عالم میخونه هیهات من نزلم گرم مناجات عمه سادات شاهد و عالم میخونه هیهات من نزلم هزار تا چشم میجوشه به زیر پای سار الله شمیم عطر یاسومن به کربلای سار الله حسین ابا عبدالله حسین ابا عبدالله حسین ابا عبدالله
نمیخوای بگی
حسین ابا عبدالله حسین ابا عبدالله حسین ابا عبدالله
سینه زن اینجا معلوم میشه ها
تا ساحل فرات مست از اذان اکبر قامت علمدار مثل نماز حیدر دل همه پر شور و پر از نور و پر از راز و نیاز میشه مؤذن اکبر همه لشکر تو صفهای نماز صوت اذان در اوج مقامات بعد از اذانش میخونه هیهات من نزله گرم مناجات عمه سادات شاهد و عالم میخونه هیهات من نزله وقت اذان علی اصغر بیدار میشه تو گهواره وقت اذان علی اصغر بیدار میشه تو گهواره سه ساله تو نماز پیشه سجاده علم داره حسین ابا عبدالله حسین ابا عبدالله عطر محملا شد کرب و بلا لبا لب عشق مخدرات و دلشوره های زینب مادری بین خیم است که دل باب است برا شیر خارشه میباره زینب زار زار میدونه کار به گودال میکشه پا پر شده عالم از یال سارا سینه صحرا میخونه هیهان من نزل کرم مناجات همه سادات شاهد و عالم میخونه هیهان من نزل رو سر حضرت زینب چادر مادرش زهرا رو سر حضرت زینب چادر مادرش زهرا دلشور داره و میگه کنار من بمون عبا حسین عبا عبدالله حسین ابا عبدالله حسین ابا عبدالله هر کی یاد گرفته باید با من بخونه جانانه سینه بزنه گرم مناجات عمه سادات شاهد و عالم میخونه هیهات من نزله گرم مناجات همه سادات شاهد و عالم میخونه هیهات من نزله حسین ابا عبدالله
نبینم
سینه زن کم بیاره ها حسین ابا عبدالله حسین ابا عبدالله